listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey, race fans, this is Ben De La Vega with today's Drag World for Friday, October 6th. Now, this past weekend was the IHRA Torco President's Cup Nationals, and it was Clay Milliken who won Top Fuel Eliminator at this year's event to clinch his sixth consecutive Top Fuel Championship for the International Hot Rod Association. Milliken, who had qualified sixth with a 490 at 234 miles an hour, parlayed that into a final round win when Rhett Cooper left the starting line almost two-tenths of a second too quick in the final round, as Milliken struggled with tire shake and recorded a disappointing 727 at 84 miles an hour to take the win in his Werner Enterprises Top Fuel Dragster. Clay's quickest pass of the weekend, however, was during the first round of eliminations when he roared down the track to take his first round win with a 468 at 314 miles per hour. In funny car class, the number one qualifier was Bob Gilbertson in his Autolite XP Spark Plugs Fuel Funny Car with the 472 at 323 miles an hour, which was a track record mile per hour speed. But in the finals, it turned out to be Jeff Dial and Paul Lee. Dial, who won with a 539 at 241 over Paul Lee's borrowed motor 573 198 mile an hour pass. And Pro Mod, it was a record fest, as Scotty Cannon in his Skull Gear car ran a track record 6.019 at 238 miles an hour. However, it was, Raymond Comiso in his Steel Black 67 Chevy Camaro who had the track mile per hour record with 239.44 miles per hour. That 239 is a national record, and Steve Berriman in the Summit Racing 2006 Stratus got the track record at 238.93, or vice versa, something like that. Anyway, in the finals, it was Quain Stott against Tony DePrill, and it was weird, to say the least. Let me put it to you this way. The fact that a huge American flag was on a pole in the rear of DePrill's Support Our Troops Corvette was a clue that this wasn't going to be a normal race between teammates, okay? When the light went green, they both idled down the track side by side and stopped just short of the finish line. Finally, Stott moved across the finish line to take his win and 20 extra points to put him fourth in points to Tommy's fifth. You know, points, whatever. Let me tell you about these times. First of all, the reaction time for Quain Stott was 2.09 to Tommy DePrill's 1.99, okay, over second, 2 seconds, 41 seconds up against 44 seconds. So I don't know. That's just, I hate team orders. Probably you do too. But anyway, Top Alcohol Funny Car, the win went to Neil Parker with a 658 at 240 over Mark Thomas, and the Ethanol Performance Monte Carlo with a 577 at 247. And Pro Stock, it was Tricky Ricky Smith and his Cobalt with a 637 at 219 over Tony Gillig with his 635 at 220. Jag's Top Stock, the winner was Bo Kenny in his 2001 Firebird, and who beat Joseph Eloise Jr. in his 63 Belvedere. Must have been beautiful. Top Sportsman, the win went to Ken Lingolis with a 707 over Jeff Pittman's 691. And in Top Dragster, it was Chad Taylor over Brett Nesbitt with a 691 to a 688. And in Superstock, it was J.D. Razor with a 1040 over Craig Marshall's 1042 off the 1090 dial. And Stock Class, Jeb Gardner, who won with the 1090 over Jennifer McCormick. And aside from that, in Quick Rod, it was Tennille Baker over Josh Martin with an 892 over an 890. That was a whole shot win. Super Rod, it was Dale Conson with a 984 over Pat Martin. And in the Hot Rod Finals, it was Robert Halloway, a 1084 over Rob Durr and his 1091. Other events going on this weekend, the NHRA right now this very moment is in Virginia. However, they have a brief rain delay. The weather has cooled down, so we should see some fast times out of them. And over in Bakersfield, California, they are having the 15th annual California Hot Rod Reunion. That's it for this week's Drag World. We'll catch you on Monday. If you're going to race this weekend, by all means, please win.